For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Hallelujah. Hebrews 3:13. Hallelujah. August has been the month of character. Hallelujah. Personally, I've been blessed. Hallelujah. I have been blessed. This is the month that we have gotten the highest feedback from people listening to our messages. Hallelujah. I believe God is helping us. We are moving together higher in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We're excited to hear the testimony from people that watch our live service on Sunday. Sincerely, I was happy personally. And I thank God for the family meeting. Thank you for the results. I believe God is taking us somewhere in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 13. We'll be looking at, don't forget we said that our thoughts lead to actions, our actions lead to habits, and our habits lead to character. Is that correct? I want to look at healthy daily habits. Healthy is our topic for this evening. Healthy daily habit. Healthy daily habit. That means things that you do every day that will guarantee your future. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So healthy daily habit. Everything that I say today, we are going to write it. Write it on a sticky note. Place it on your bed, on your bedroom, anywhere. And say, I must do these things every day. I will give you 10 of them. All together. Say, these 10 things, I must do them every day. And if you do it, stardom is guaranteed. All together. It is the secret of every champion we have ever read. Hallelujah. Or you have ever seen. They do this every day. And according to the word of God, be looking at them according to the word of God and their healthy daily habit. On Friday, we'll look at deadly or destructive daily habit that people do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Alright, so Hebrews 3:13. The Bible says, but exhort one another daily. Is that true? Daily. While it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Hallelujah. So we are called to exalt ourselves daily. If you don't do it daily, gradually you'll be hardened. All together? If you don't do it every day, gradually you'll be hardened. Now I want you to take some notable things about days. Notable things about days. Now what we do daily affects the eventual outcomes of our lives. What we do every day affects the eventual outcomes of our life. Galatians 6 from verse 7 to 8. What does it say? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Is that not true? Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Is that true? I know the Bible says that the way you will reap it is good measures pressed down, shaken over. Will men give in your bosom. Is that true? So a man taking in gouda, tar, alcohol, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, after a while you see balance brought forward. Pot belly. That's true. That is all things being equal. Some people, unless they are genetic, most of them usually have a physical repercussion in their old age. Somebody taking Indian hemp, no cotton, most of them, their mouth turned black after daily taking. Hallelujah. I met somebody, one of our evangelism, he said he went to take morning glory. So he has to go and do his morning glory. Morning glory that they do in ancient Christianity. Morning glory is early prayer, 6 a.m., 5 a.m. So those of them taking. We say they call it morning glory. That daily is from the church. Hallelujah. He has gone to do his morning glory. Praise God. Well, what we do every day affects us. You see that the things you did in the past affect where. That is the reason why you are where you are today. Is that not true? The book you read in university gave you the level of knowledge you have, the relationship you kept, what you ate. If you have eaten better food, you will be looking different. Is it true? I've read in books that 35, the way you look in old age is determined by the food you eat when you are young. Hallelujah. So if you're eating concussion, it will affect you in the old age. Yes, it's true. Medically. If you're eating balance, it will affect you in old age. Everything. You are eventually a result of what you have come. That's why we trust God for a transformation of our lives. Hallelujah. There are some things I ate in the past and they are affecting me today. You drank too much garlic, it will affect your eye. That's not true. So what you do daily affects the outcome of your life. So when you see an old man suffering, it tells you what he did with his past. That's true. When you see somebody enjoying in his old days, it tells you what he did in the past.
So what we do every day affect the outcome of our lives. As we receive this wisdom, we apply them. Amen. Hallelujah. Number two, growth is a process. Growth is a product of our most predominant activity or engagement. Growth is a product of our most predominant engagement or activity. Hallelujah. If you notice, your right fingers are not like your left fingers. You know that? Is it true? Why? Because you use your right fingers more often. Yes, they are stronger. I just look at me and I remember an example of instrument came to my mind. If you play the instrument, the measure, let's say you play the keyboard, the speed of your playing is measured by your left finger, not your right hand. True? How fast a keyboard is by his left hand. Because naturally, if he's a right-handed person, naturally his right hand will be faster. So we measure it by his left hand because that is his weak finger. Is that true? Why? Because he has used his right hand, he can coordinate the right hand faster. So outcome, so if you develop your leg muscles, it is possible to develop the muscles in your leg, and then your muscles in your leg are stronger than the muscles in your arms and the remaining part of your body. Is it true? Because any area of your life you exercise and you build, predominantly that area grows. That means if you feed your area of finances well, your finances will grow, but your spiritual life may not grow. If you only speak your spiritual life, I'm listening to you, Prophet, but NJC, this is that the problem with most spiritual people is that they are no longer exciting. Like if you are in a relationship with a spiritual person, they always want to pray, always want to talk about Bible, they are no longer exciting. Hallelujah. And then carnal people are so exciting, they are not spiritual. So they balance, why? Because they are focused on one area of life. But you can strike a balance where you are spiritual and still exciting. Altogether. So the most area of your life that grows often is the area you expose it to growth. That means if you expose your mind to books, you expose it to information, you expose it to knowledge, your mind will think sharper, your IQ will grow. Altogether, if you expose your any kind of information, if you expose yourself to secular information, secular music, secular pictures, your mind will grow negatively. Altogether, so the area or the growth in our life is a product of our predominance. So anything in your life that seems to have grown more than the other, that means you give that information, you give that area higher concentration every day. Every day. Every day. He plays guitar, he plays keyboard, but he plays the keyboard more often than the guitar. So he's better on the keyboard than the guitar. True of us? Yes. I focus on the preaching more than anything else that I do. So I am better at preaching than teaching chemistry, even though I love chemistry so much. Altogether, number three I want us to know about every day is seconds leads to minutes. Minute leads to what? Hours. Hours lead to what? Days. Days lead to what? Weeks. Weeks lead to month. Month lead to year. Year lead to your lifetime. Altogether, that is why in Psalms 19 from verse 12, the Bible says, so teach us to what? Number our days, that we may apply our heart to what? Wisdom. That means a 5-minute discussion. That is why when I think about something, when I waste, that is why, you see, if you are around me, you know that I value my time so much. That's true. Because if you lose your time, you will never get it again till this world ends. A wasted 5 minutes is a wasted minute for life. You can lose 5 million and get it back. You can lose 5 billion and get it back. That's true. But if you lose time, Magmudo say, he that want to value or end, no, is that Abraham Lincoln said that he that want to enjoy life must value his time because life is measured in time. So value every second. Value every minute, every hour. Altogether, apply premium to your time. Because it is running. If you do nothing, it's still running. Lying on the bed, the seconds are ticking. The clock doesn't, whether the battery of your clock is not working, the overall battery is working. Is that true? Yes. So every second is ticking. Don't do that. Bam, bam. It will never come back. And you're aging as it's going like that. Though. Bam, older. Bam, older. Bam, older. Bam, older. That's true. And then your life is wasting if you're doing nothing with it. How do you get that? So don't forget that your second must count. Say, my second must count. Every minute must count from today. Every hour. In the outside world, Western world, they pay people in their working place by the hour. Is it not true?
You have 2 hours job, 1 hour job. That's how somebody can do 7 different jobs. 1 hour, 1 hour, 1 hour, 2 hours. And they pay them because they value time. It is here. There's somebody can come to your house. I don't come to check you. Because he don't have anything to do with his time. You and he believes you to have enough time to waste. Can come and say, 2 hours you are talking on nonsense. And two, because his time is already, he has no time to do not do his time. You too, he discovered that you are a candidate for a wasting of time. And then 2 hours of gist. And that gist is not beneficial. Talking about people in the government that you will never influence, that's one. You are not praying, you are talking. Discussing football that they don't even know it. Discussing billionaires, playing with ball. Every one of them are billionaires. I converted the salary of Messi. His weekly salary is 229 million naira. Weekly. Go online and check. Weekly salary, 4 times in a month is how much? See? And you'll be here discussing them and not have peace. 3 hours of your life is gone, and in that 3 hours, they're making billions. All together? So it's covered that your second must count. Every minute must count. That is why I used to say that I count it higher disrespect for somebody to waste my time. I'll always be like that. My time is very important to me. Hallelujah. I was listening to Pastor Isaiah Wells. You know Isaiah Wells? Is he a pastor or a prophet? Is he a pastor? Okay, I want to remember very well because I remember listening to him one day. He said that he values his time so much that if you invite him for a wedding, he will tell you, I'll give you 500,000 naira or I'll come. Which one do you want? Do you understand? I'll give you 500,000 naira and I'll not come. Or I will come and not give you 500,000. If you ask that kind of question, which one will you say? Most people will say 500k and they say that is what, that is the wisdom he gets. And then he values that time and he will not go. Because you go there and waste his time. What that means to you is that his time is worth higher than 500k. You see? But to you, you know, you count that money. But to him, his time, that 1 hour is higher than 500k. But because you have 500k, yes. A rich man will prepare to pay 45,000 from Abuja to Lagos, 30 minutes. And you say, 45,000, I went down, God is good, 8K, and then Abuja. But then you spend 9 hours. Their premium is on time, not the money. Rich men, that is why there are people who invite them, 1 hour of their time is in billions. Because time is important. But you and other people don't value our time. What did you achieve in August? Today is August what? August 19. 19 days has gone in August. That is how many hours in a day? 24 hours and 19. That's hours we had. So what has been the achievement? Every day. Are we together? Now number 4, I want to know before we look at, I tell you the 10 positive character. Number 4 is, just like what we do in the morning affects our noon and our night, so is our life. In Ecclesiastes 12 verse 1, Ecclesiastes 12 verse 1, what does this say? Ecclesiastes 12 verse 1, especially all of us are you, that is why I have to bring that point. What we do in our morning affects our noon and our night. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 1, then we read verse 12, verse 13. What does this say, guys? Alright, it says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, why the evil days come not. Nor the years draw near, not draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Now, verse 13 says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. You see, guys, one of these months, not next month. No, I was thinking about God, that what we'll be looking at throughout these years, like every month. One of these months, we'll look at consecration and sanctification. I have seen a lot of people at 35, 40 years. They have done a lot of terrible things. That the end of their life, unless a super miracle happens, they are doomed. See, young girls don't know something. They don't understand. That you're young, and the devil will measure and deceives you. You get into a lot of immoral acts. And then by the end, the end of your life is pitiful. There are many people I see in many churches, and I see them in churches praying, I like God. You know, this person missed it when he was young. Hallelujah. But some of them, you see them with tattoos on their body. When you somebody with a tattoo in his old age, and the person is praying for a change of life, you know, imagine how the person was when he was young.
sensitive part of their bodies were tattooed all over. When you see them, you know that this person has lived life. And they finally repented. It will take grace for those kind of people to remarry. Some of them were even wrong, man. Some of them they have slept with people that have used their destinies for charm, Yahuwah, and all manner of things. And it's like, you don't have zero testing already. Hallelujah. Only the message of God, it is true. Only the message of God can grant some people restoration. So young men have done sacrifices. That's an average person that has done Yahoo. What they are doing is they have eaten their future today. How to get that? Some of them is so bad. We must tell something about sin. Sometimes, always, God will forgive you. God has never said no to forgiveness. But sometimes you may reap the consequences. Is that true? Apostle Paul, God forgave him. But he said, I will show him how he must suffer for me. That's what God said. And he, not apostle, suffer like him. Flogged him several times. Tied stone on his neck. Threw him to a river. He was not apostle, suffer like him. Because he saw negatives. He was not killing apostles. You are killing them. The Bible says, what you sow, you will reap. Plenty, he stoned Stephen, right? He was there when they saw me. He was still stoned or not? They stoned him till they thought he was dead. That's a problem many people don't know. Hallelujah. What we do with our youthful stage? You put negative into your body, you engage in some negative activities, you will may pay for it. Hallelujah. Many children suffer the consequences of their parents. Because the lady, when she was young, got pregnant and is rebelled against her parents. So her child is compelled to be rebellious. Do you understand that? So the mother will reap the harvest of her seed. I know many people in the cycle, unless they pray and break the cycle, what their mother did, the daughters may do it. Unless they take care seriously with God, because the anointing is upon them. To fulfill that prophecy. Hallelujah. But you are wise. You are exempted. You are receiving wisdom to change your end. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, our tomorrow is built on what we create and do today. Like I've said, is that true? Now, what are the 10 positive daily habits that you must do every day? 10 of them. 10 daily habits. These are things that you should write and put them on sticky notes. You know sticky notes? This is a sticky note. How many of you have sticky notes? These are sticky notes. Hallelujah. You can get it, write it up. You see, it's so sticky on my mirror, right? Yes. Write it down, put it in case you don't want anybody to put it at the Bible. 10 things you must do daily. All together? 10 things you must do every day. Number one is you must read, you must study, and you must meditate on the word and any other relevant positive information. You must what? Read. You must study. You must meditate. The Bible speaking in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, this word of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt do what? Thou shalt do what? Meditate. How? On it how? Day and night. Every day. Is that true? In Acts chapter 6 verse 4, the Bible says, we will give ourselves every day to the ministry of prayer and to the word of God. In Acts 17 verse 11, the Bible says, the barrier we are not like the Thessalonians. Because every day Apostle Paul preached, they went back to revise their notes. Is that true? Some people have become professional secretaries in church. They take notes. Hallelujah. They comment on the pastor, but they never reverse it. They don't even read it. But at least you are better than the person that is not taking notes. Hallelujah. They have gotten 20%. Is that not true? At least somebody that has gone to school and failed is better than somebody that didn't even go. So the first step is to take the note. After taking the note, it will revise it. It's information. Hallelujah. I keep saying it. I still have my first Jota, Sunday school Jota, my first 100 level. It will tomorrow. Because the information there are vital. Last year I look at it, this year I look at it, because there are some things that I remember those days. When I want to study them now, I just go back and look at what I was taught, I learned before, and continue from there. All together, I buy quality jotas. There are jotas I reuse when certain people are preaching. When my father, Bishop Oyedepo, Dr. Paul Emeche, and there are daughters I use for them. There are daughters I use when some people else are preaching. Okay? There are daughters I use when my friends are talking to me. There are daughters I use to write my encounters. Then there are these someone to talk. I don't have anything else. You must place a premium on information. It's important. Pastor Ezekiel was reading that day that he said that what it takes to build a sermon, like how it takes like a doctor research for an operation. It took hours now. What I'm sharing now, less than 1 hour. It is years of experience and hours of gathering. Just give you 40 minutes. Now, if you will to document it and reverse it, because if you say you want to find out how to generate electricity again, you will die. Just take the available information and continue from there. That's not true. Just say you want to know how to score a note, and you say, how do you really form a code from a note? Don't do that. Just go and carry. They say D, F is equal to C chord. Start from there. So value the information every day during the conference. I told us as busy, you know, before I was sitting, those Bishop Wade, all of them, they used to read books during conferences. And I said, they say I read to them. Say they read every day. I told us during our conference, I read a book start to finish, Angels by Oral Roberts. That in those days of conference, that every day I was tired. I still read them. I'm taking a Bible course now. Every day. Let's say I read like 20 pages of a book, the book I'm reading on. Living On by Emotion by Joyce Meyer. A day before I read, because I must read. But it's about for my daily Bible reading plan. Altogether, develop a culture. Anything you put on paper interests me. So tell me now. That's why I don't like calls. I don't like a lot of talk. Put it on paper. You have my attention. I like to read anything on paper. It's not by John Mason, read secular people. Anything you don't write on paper is not information until it's documented. People buy books, writings of the man that wrote Angel of Angels, sells his book in million, one book. I was listening to Pastor David Ibiome 3 weeks ago. He said that he bought a little volume of book, like in a pamphlet like this. He said that he converted it $2 million, or he $2,000 or something like that. When you convert, it's over 2 or 3 million. Yes, so small information, because these are people that place value on information. Do you understand, guys? Every day, read. And there's no person without reading the Bible. The Bible is the foundation. You must do that every day. At least read one chapter, if you cannot, one verse, at least every day. Then read another book. Read another book, read an area of your life. Read every day. All together. That is the first healthy habit. What it does is it develops your mind. You remain sharp. See, people that have amnesia, you know what is amnesia? Loss of memory in old age. It's because they stop using their minds at a particular time. It's a medical fact. But you can keep reading. Read white people. You see them at old age, they're still reading books. That's not true. I remember that time we free from second university. He said that after we wrote our last paper, I said, even if I see signboard, I'll not even read the signboard. I'm stop reading. Hallelujah. But that was actually foolishness. Because knowledge continues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Number two. Prayer. You must pray every day, especially in the spirit. Prayer what? Especially in the spirit. Every day. In Acts chapter 6 verse 4, like we said, the Bible says the apostles said they would give themselves to two things every day. To what? Prayer and the ministry of the word. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17. Bible speaking of Jesus Christ in Mark 1:35, that he goes to the mountain. Every prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17. What does it say? Pray without ceasing. Now there are all manner of prayers. I told us the manner of prayers. How many manner of prayers do we have? Some will say, I share on 7. Some have up to 10. Some have, no matter what, there are many types of prayers. Thanksgiving, supplication, intercession, all manner of prayers. After you have done this one, at least tongue every day. So in case you didn't cover a prayer point, you're supposed to pray. Let's say today I was supposed to pray for next Sunday service or one of our members that is traveling, especially being a pastor. I may not know the need of every member. So my greatest strength is to depend on the Holy Ghost. Shamalanteke, I pray for them. Malaprate katarakata. Somebody may be traveling. Somebody may is about to eat poison. Somebody is about to make a wrong decision. Somebody is about to do something. Different needs. I can't mention it in your own words. But when you pray in the spirit, you cover them. The Bible says the Spirit will give us what to pray. So every day, at least 30 minutes, if you are, if people that are occultic, if they tell them every day do an incantation, they will do it. No matter how busy they are. Is that true? Our incantation is Kilanama Egragadadila. Is that true? That's our own. The devil don't understand it. That is how, do you understand incantation? Only the Babalawa, the Mamalawa, and our demons. This is our own. And the devil don't know every day, 30 minutes. Let me tell you something. Do you know what it means when they say somebody is religious? It means he does something without understanding. Is that true? He wears decent clothes. That means he's religious. That means he's doing well. But if he's wearing the clothes with understanding, no longer religion. Is it true? Now, for you to be truly spiritual, you must have a religious spiritual prayer life and word life. What I mean by religion is you do it systematically and consistently. Systematically. You never grow, guys. You never grow. Every day, do like you go to the gym. Makrataba. You don't have time as you're in the keke. If you're traveling, if I'm traveling, I told you my secret. I have earpiece. Even I'm not playing anything. I cannot travel to Abuja 1 hour, 30 minutes, 2 hours, and I'll be in the car looking at trees, looking at people. People are talking about his lesson. No, I can't join. Altogether, I have that 2 hours in storms. I maximize that moment. Altogether, so pray every day. Every day. Number three is communicate with your inner circle and influential people every day. At least every day, talk to somebody of influence in your life. You understand? Every day, what? Talk to somebody. By that, I mean, you can put in bracket a family member, a very close friend, a mentor, or a spiritual father. People that influence you. You may not talk to them every day, but today, talk to one of them. Today, call your family member. Is that true? Tomorrow, call a friend. Call people. Have a way of keeping in touch with these people. Every day. Like today, make sure you call somebody of your inner circle or you contact them. Always keep in touch because the Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron. Are we together? Iron do what? Sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. You have good friends. Hallelujah. I remember I was having a discussion with one of us last week Wednesday. How many friends do you have? The person said 7. So I said, if you have a friend, if you do X, Y, Z, among them, who can you tell? So how many friends do you have? The number drastically reduced. Yeah, because it's like that. You really have few friends that you can tell them who you are, and they will take you the way you are. Now, those, these are the people I'm talking about, your inner circle, your real friends. Your spirit, those who call your mentors, spiritual fathers, your family member, your dad, your mom. Keep in touch every day. When you were young, they took care of you. In this old age, connect with them. They say the Bible, I listened to my father in the Lord of the Poly Nature one time. He said, young men have time, but they don't know what to do with it. But all men have experience, but they don't have the time. So wisdom for a young man is you connect to an old man that has the experience and don't have the time so that you don't repeat their mistake. Is that not true? Talk to your father. Your father may be looking stupid to you, but he has a lot of experience. You may have a lot of used, new clothes, but your father has more used clothes than you. Is that true? You may have a lot of new clothes more than your dad, but he has used clothes more than you. He has seen life. He may not be really spiritual, but he has seen there are certain things he can teach you. Call them every day. Are we together? Number what now? Number four, plant seeds every day. In practice, spiritual seed in your soul and in the physical. Plant seed what? Every day. The Bible is speaking in Proverbs 11 verse 24. Says, there is he that scattereth and yet what? Increaseth. There is he that withheldeth more than his needs, yet it tendeth to poverty. Then he said, the liberal soul shall be made for. Genesis 8:22, what does it say? Seed time and harvest will not cease so long as the earth remaineth. Is that not true? How God anointed Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost and power, who went about everywhere, healing good. So every day, sow a seed of kindness.
Sow a seed of love. Help somebody. Give to somebody. Encourage somebody. Are we together? Pray for somebody. If you pray for somebody, are you sowing a seed or not?
No.
You are. Because one day you'll be in problem and God will quicken somebody to pray for you. I told you the story of Ben Hinn when he was a survivor of how, when he had his plane crash. That he was traveling and then is it in China or somebody like that? God told a woman, pray for Ben Hinn now. And she was on a search, she stood up and began to pray for him. I said that was the exact time he was in that plane crash. And that was how he was preserved. He came out, the plane landed, he came out unharmed. But his wife that was with him in the car broke her bones. People had a lot of scratches, but him, Ben Hinn, that she was calling his name by name, was preserved. He too has prayed for some people. He has sown a seed. Don't forget what you sow, you reap. Every day, sow a seed on somebody. Don't make the whole day about you. Do you understand? Encourage somebody. Be there for somebody. Talk to somebody. Sacrifice for somebody. Sow a seed of kindness to somebody. You reap it. Bible says, so long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest will not seed. If you sow negative seed, you will reap it over plenteously. Is that not true? You sow every seed of every day, you are causing a looter. In your old days, you'll be surrounded by stubborn grandchildren. Stubborn. They send money to your account, they do Yahoo and steal the money. Have you met grandparents like that? They send money to the grandparents, the young child. Deceive the old man, steal the money. I know one that the dad is blind. The same money is account. The card, you don't know the amount. Well, steal the money. Money is suffering. That is wrong for the child. But that speaks volume about the dad. Because let me tell you something. If what you do in when you are supposed to harvest, no devil can stop your harvest. God will bring somebody that will bring that harvest to you. Do you understand that? Yes, sow a seed. A man, his father was old. In America, they have a place where they keep old people. So he took his father to here. And his young boy, that is the granddad of that young boy, said, why are you taking daddy here? Why are you taking daddy here? Said, daddy is disturbing us at the house. Let's take him there. There's a place we can pay and we'll take care of him. Do you understand that? What is that? Yeah, old people from here. They said, then the small boy told the daddy, I see they will bring you when you are old. Yes. Is that not true? You do when you are old, I'll bring you here. Your dad was there for you when you are growing, when you are pooping on the carpet everywhere. He didn't complain. Watch you grow up. And now he's a burden to you. Praise God. So sow seed because you will reap it. Don't live every day in harvest or just devouring or eating. Every day sow seed. Praise God. Praise God. Am I clear enough? Don't forget, when I say something, I'm not talking about only money, right? I've explained that. Alright, number what? 5. Develop your mind every day. Especially towards your career and towards your purpose. 2 Timothy 4:13. Develop your mind every day. Especially towards your purpose and towards your career. 2 Timothy 4:13 and then Philippians 3:10. Philippians 3:10, the Bible says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Hallelujah. Every day, Paul was calling Timothy, he said, the cloak I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books. But especially the word, the parchment. Hallelujah. Now, you know the reason why, one of the reasons why God has used Apostle Paul to write intelligently and intellectually is because he's very, very intellectually sound. Is that not true? Apostle Paul, some people say he had PhD, but he was a well-trained under the best teacher, Gamaliel. Hallelujah. So God can easily use him. But Peter was anointed, but his mind was not well developed because he was not educated. Is that true? So build your career. Develop your purpose. It's not everything that prayer will solve. When you pray, you think. That's who I recently Bishop Bedevo in an interview said that. They asked him, what does he do in the night? He says he read and think. The interviewer said, you're not praying. He read and what? Think.
What delivered the prodigal son was not prayer. Was not prophecy for an anointed man of God. So that he sat down and when he came to, he said, the angel, even the servant in my father's house, eat more than this. He said, he came to his mind and said, I'll go back. By thinking, he eliminated, not prayer and fasting. I'll go on 40 days and fasting to end my financial life. No, sometimes you need to think. How do you get that? How can you think productively if your mind is not developed? This your career that is not advancing. How will you do? How will you advance it? How do you get that? Think. Develop your mind. I read about ministry. I take courses. I do a lot of things. Because I must improve my mind to increase. So your career, your purpose, if it is music, study your music. Research upon it. What is the new generation? What is the new generation of music? Music is changing. Is that not true? Things are changing. There are new sounds. There are new things. Hallelujah. Formerly there were no inversions. Now inversion is even outdated. Better things are improving. Hallelujah. We want one simple sound. Somebody can produce a sound and now. You don't necessarily need a studio. I want a guy that won a Grammy by producing song with that by his phones. An app in his phone, he won a Grammy. You see what I said? Yes. So you can build yourself, develop yourself, develop your mind, be a thinker. Learn to use your brain. Pastor David Egbele said that the other religion entered their worship center and removed their shoe. You know what I'm talking about? But Christians removed their mind and their brain when they went to enter the church. So they are just, when the Holy Ghost wake you in the night, you know that the Holy Ghost wake you automatically to pray. So, and he wanted you to think, just think. Sometimes you don't need to sit down and think and you will delete. There are some people that live your life, but when you think, better, you will celebrate them. That is true. Yes. Because their presence was pain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not everybody that leaves a church is actually somebody you should bring back. There are people that they are living in their blocks. Is that not true? Hallelujah. Praise God. So develop your mind. Your mind will be developed in the name of Jesus Christ. Sincerely, I like knowledge. I don't know it about you. I don't know if you like information. Do you like information? Do you like to know? To be aware. To now know how things work. I like to know things. Hallelujah. Sincerely. I like just like information. I like education. I just like book. Hallelujah. Anything. I was called Jacometer when I was in secondary school. Because I was I still am. So I'm not reading Marx. I'm not reading DYDX now. But I like information. I just like to be informed. Hallelujah. Yes. I want to talk intelligently on any area of life. Something happened recently. My neighbors, the sisters were dressing. And they said, is this one looking? I said, yes, correct. When you wear something that is so, it should be like this. When you have something like this. All of them are, hey, this is our pastor now. Wow, how did you know? I know. Hallelujah. When you see me, when I am with my phone, and I'm not, let's say I'm with my phone. I'm only apart from WhatsApp, I go on Facebook when I have to check a ministry page. I don't go on Facebook. I have never been on Twitter once. I've never been on Instagram. I don't know whether the information I can get there. I have news site. I go to news. International news. Get aware of what is happening. The church, the body. Information. Because when you get there, it's people posting their bum, posting their chest, posting, pouching their tongue. These are the pictures and these are nonsense you see on social media. True, yes. This one is giving this one. This one is giving this one. This one said it's very, very useless, inconsequential, anonymous, toilet information. Are the adjectives enough? Useless information. That would never. Look at the people that have been feeding themselves on that. Look at where they are. Go to TEDx. You know TEDx? That is where you get information. Really from people talking. Hallelujah. Then you build your mind. There are videos that when I'm watching them, when I see their video, I watch. You just only use of your data. Cannot be online for 30 minutes on WhatsApp. What is a person? I love you. How about you? We talk, doctor. What we are talking? Reply messages, check status, I'm out. That is it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So develop your mind. Like information. Like information. Hallelujah. Like information. Like information. Number six. Physical exercise. Market abalada. Every day.
I've never exercised daily.
1 Timothy 4:8. The Bible says physical exercise profited what? Little. Little is good. Is that not true? In 1 Samuel 4:18, the Bible was talking about Eli. When they told him that two of his sons were dead, the Bible says he fell backward on his neck and he broke himself. And the Bible commented that he was fat. So because of his weight, it advanced death. Have you ever seen a fat person falling before? Difficult to stand up, right? And it's more dangerous. But if it's the one, somebody like one like me now, where it's only bone and the bone will bounce. But he was fat. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians 3:17, the Bible said your body is the temple of the Lord. There was one time I downloaded physical exercise app. There are many exercise apps online. I deleted it because I didn't collect a message and I didn't have pain. I didn't go in. Hallelujah. But our fathers in the Lord exercise. Do you know that? They exercise. Because you need it. Your body developed chemicals, a lot of this, and I built health. Not because I am, somebody like me still need exercise. Somebody one like me, I still need exercise. Because you don't do it because you are fat, because there are things in your body that need to be burnt. He said calories, is that correct? They need to be burnt. Hallelujah. Exercise and sweat. It helps your health. It helps your build up. So that you don't become where two or three are gathered. Like you just become just rounded. You become every, your face is rounded. You're just looking like a ball. Hallelujah. No. Have shape. Be in shape. As a lady, be in shape. It's good for all the men. Hallelujah. Say amen, brothers.
Amen.
It's good for being in shape. Proper shape. The Bible meant them to be beautiful so that they can be attracted. Don't spoil that beauty. You will not attract us, including the anointed men. You will not attract us. In animals, it is the male that are colored. Two of us. It's male chicken, male peacock that are colored. The women are looking for because their sexual attractability is different. For us, it's the woman. That's very, has to be adjusted. Don't allow your stomach to become like our own. Let it be inside. Don't be eating too much. Morning, indomie. Afternoon, eba. Evening rice, you are eating and then you have a lot of fat in your tummy. No, burn that fat. Okay, that? Burn the fat. Let your shape, lady. Praise God. When you give that, exercise and let the tummy go back. Because the brother, his eyes are seeing the way they are seeing. And there are three young damsels to distract him outside. You need to go back in shape. Sharp, 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 sharp. Develop yourself. Develop your walking step. Exercise. When you exercise more, you are more balanced. That not true? There are ladies that walk, some just walk out. No, don't be walking about. Walk like a lady with balance. You should be able to lift heels. I told my fiance, I said, no, you must be wearing 6 inches. So I bought her first 6 inches. Yes, I bought it myself. Wearing flat flash, you like Sister Mary. No, not me. No, you should lift heels. Hallelujah. That's why I don't support 9 inches because 9 inches is perpendicular and it's not good for the health. Because you are almost standing almost 90 degrees. I bought 6 inches, not one, not two, not five. I'm telling you. You ask her. You are a young lady and I'm going out with you. I should be going out with a young lady, not a married woman, not a lonely lady. Is that not true? Yeah, that is the truth. Because I'm a man of God, that doesn't mean I don't see. I see clearer. My eyes are more open. Praise the Lord. So exercise, sisters, brothers, exercise. That's true. Exercise. You too. Don't condemn the Lord, pot belly. Just work on it. Your stomach is ahead of you. God. I think you are pregnant. You lift up your shirt, you just look like a prayer point. I think you are sick. What is that? I can't develop pot belly. How? Fasting will kill that belly. No, you cannot even come. I will dry it. 7 days alone will tell the stomach, let's behave. How can you even come? I can't have one pot belly. I mean, I like your shape, don't increase. Even if I want to increase, I will increase.
If you ever see me fat, I backslided. I'm telling you, I can be fresher. Fresher. My skin more born again. Like, you understand? Fresher. But fatter, no. Hallelujah. So exercise. Get those up. In 30 minutes, you can be sweating your room. You have about 15 or 12 exercises. All part of your body. Exercise. Are we together? See, I receive wisdom. Number 7, eat healthily. Eat healthily. And drink a lot of water every day. They say, how many gallons, how many liters a day? Pastor Zika should be able to tell us how many liters per day? Eh? 7 cups. Wow. Alright. Every day. All together. Even if you are fasting, you need water to detoxicate your body. There is a book on fasting. One man that wrote a powerful, what's her name? Fasted for years, year in 40 days, dry like Moses. No food, no water. I was cooking for her family normal. She carried on a normal exercise. I said nothing happened. She explained that you have to take water, even when you are fasting. Before I read that book, I know fasting be without water. I can be fasting and almost dying on the bed. I would not even be praying. I would be waiting for the third day, waiting for 6. I'm telling you. Until I learned that you can take water. So I took water and the efficiency was 400%. I could pray. Energy came. I said, foolishness is not good. Ignorance is stronger than demonic oppression. I'm telling you. What ignorance will do, demons will not do. Ignorance. My people are destroyed. Not because of Pabalawo and Tilawo. Because of ignorance. Mumuliti, foolishness. They don't know. If only they know one is in the Babala and one is in them, they will not be killed like that. So eat healthily. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16 to 18. The Bible says, our body is the temple of God. Is that true? So how do you treat the temple of God? Treat it well. When your food needs to be warm, warm it. I listened to Apostle Solomon that time. He said, when the food is bad, throw it away. Is it true? There are some of us, their food will be slimy. I will warm it. You warm it till the slime goes out. Hallelujah. Throw it away. God will provide. Are we together? I was like that. I can tell you from experience. Hallelujah. 2017, I can cook one day for 5 days. One, and they warm me for 5 days. My fiancée came and said, what kind of thing is this? She refused it for life. She did not agree. I can never do that kind of thing. No. I said, wisdom, you will save care because I'm not having a lot of money. She said, no. And when she said no, because I didn't say no and she will hear me, so I have to hear her. Because respect is mutual. Is that not true? So I have to change. Then with more knowledge than another, it's true. It's not good. Drink a lot of water and eat healthily. There was a time I was fetching Ebro water. You know Ebro water? Tap water. That was what I was drinking. And then the difference, it means she had the water. Everybody has a jebo. Praise God. Praise God. Tap water and I hear. Those fish, you put it in a rubber and keep it in the room. Then one day I asked about Piotr. How much they buy back of Piotr? That time it was 200 naira. I said, can I afford this thing? I said, Lord, help me. I must be buying Piotr. That was when I stopped and I started drinking healthy water. And now we are at the level of pure water. That's our level now. But very soon, be table water. And very soon, it'll be what? That's bottled water now. There's another level of water. You see, I that's water, something like that. Very another level. I'll get that. Even the bottled water has in levels. Is that true? Yes. There is swamp, there is ever. Those are the more authentic ones. And there is local they are made. God will help you. I did my 400 level in the water board. And the water board we used to produce. I was in the east section where I worked in all the sessions. One of the sessions we produce bottled water and pure water. The machines. When they're in the machine, the water is coming this way. It's the same water. This way is the bottle. This way is the pure water. Yes. Like I mentioned the name now. That's why I did my 400 level IT. In fact, my 300 level IT, I did it also. I did 4 ITs. All of them were in water board. First one in Kaduna State water board. Second one in Niger State water board. Then the third one was in a firm. They produce juice and water and all manner of things. So I can know how they produce water. I can so when the water come from the river. See the water. If you work in a water board, it will be difficult for you to drink tap water. Yes. very difficult for you. Most of them don't drink it. Hallelujah.
Because I saw, we did the work. How you put the Allah under water, you know the purification process is not complete. That if you test water, it's not. Remove it and test it properly, it's not correct. Both of the and Nanja said, I work in all there. That is test water, but not local, I work there. All together. Praise God. So eat healthily. Fruit, when I discovered that cooking healthy food are not really expensive, is it true? Is it true? It's just wisdom. Sincerely. It's just wisdom. Buy a fruit, buy spinach, is 100 naira, 50 naira, big plenty. Orange, go to the market, buy 200 naira orange, will be much. Fruit, these are these little fruit, that, these are the little things that we eat. Hallelujah. And they make the whole difference in our meal. All together? Yes. I don't think about meat at the point. I didn't eat till last year, middle of the, I don't even think about it, I don't that they put meat in food. It doesn't come to my fiancée, he said, man, there. She went and bought meat. I said, how much is this meat? He said, 200 naira, 300 naira. Tell me for 300 naira. I didn't know it existed. Hallelujah, yes. And then I know everyone, 200 naira. I went there first to test it, whether it was true. So I made 200 naira. I was thinking at the man to look at his face, whether he would say, what do you mean? I saw he called, he gave me 6 pieces. He said, Jesus is Lord. And I'm here. And you can even reduce it to your size. That he called me big. I say, my God. That is, if you see, information is powerful. Yes, yes. To really eat healthily is not expensive. Hallelujah. And I pray for you that in case finances are a problem, all of us, that God will change our story. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Number 8, rest and refresh daily. Psalms 4 verse 8, Psalms 127 verse 2. What? Rest and refresh daily. If you kill the body, you will die and go to heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rest and refresh. Bible says he giveth his beloved what? Sleep. I have a difficulty balancing this area of my life. I have difficulty with sleep. Hallelujah. There was a point in my life I was saying, Father Lord, kill sleep in my life. You see, ignorance. I was praying, Lord, take away sleep in my life. I don't want to be sleeping. And then God answered, and I was now praying for sleep again. Hallelujah. Yes. There are people that want to lie on the bed like chicken and start sleeping. I want that kind of grace. You know anybody like that? Want to lie on the bed, this is sleep. I say, ah! This is without problems. I can't. I will be tossing. That is why I said I don't sleep doesn't come to my eye unless 12 or 1. Every day. So that when I give people an appointment for 11 p.m., they think I'll sleep at work. No, my eyes are wide awake. I have plans from 7. Like after this, I have my eyes are fully awake. I can't sleep. If you call me 12 to 1, from that I am wake up. Like not that I sleep, I wake up. I am up. Until my body is very, very exhausted and then I sleep. And 5 a.m. I'm up. 6 a.m. Hallelujah. So some people just lie on their bed. My fiancé can sleep for 15 minutes. I say, ah! Okay, obviously, I'm dead like this. I say, that's the thing that I'm not even love my body to run on the bed. That is for me. But learn to sleep and refresh. Let yourself be refreshed. It's good. It's healthy. Slay queen, have what they call beauty sleep. That's true. Just sleep. It's good. Hallelujah. But the problem is too much of everything is bad. That's true. But sleep, too much of work is not good. You will age on time. Hallelujah. So rest. Number 9 is work. Every day what? Work. We are rounding up. I say 10. Number 9 is what? Work. Romans 12 verse 11. Say, be not slothful in what? Fervent. Don't be lazy in work. You should be fired if you are praying in tongues in your office during working hours. Two of us. We didn't employ you to be an evangelist in this office. We employ you to work. During working hours, you should be working. Doing morning devotion in the office is wrong. It's not biblical. It's wrong. Is that true? Yes. See, my boss is disturbing me. No, you are the one doing the wrong thing and you should be fired. You deserve to be fired. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bible says in Ephesians 4 verse 28, let him that is stealing, let him stop stealing, let him walk, that he may have to give. The Bible is recommend biblically, a lazy person should not be giving food. True, yes. That means a lazy brother in church, hunger is his portion. What are you doing? Graduate, nothing. I always hated waking up in the morning not having anywhere to go to. I always hated it. Right from young, hallelujah. Right from, I hate like a man to wake up in the morning. If you're a freelancer, you know what is a freelancer? Prove to me, tell me the definition. People that work from home. 8 a.m., you change from your pajamas, your sleep clothes, and wear work clothes. Wake up and start working at home. Don't be moving as if you're monitoring spirit in the house. Hallelujah. Wake up and start resume work by 7, by 8. And close by 5 p.m. Be in working mode. That means if you're not going to an office, is that not true? At home, be in work. No, no. You know the way working mode is? Yeah, I've been to my house. See the way I am in the daily time. You always see papers. That is even what I told me. See papers. I am on the chair. Working. Are you together? 7 a.m. You're off the bed. On the work, you change at the clothes. I can't wear this kind of clothes and sleep. I wear t-shirt and soft clothes. I am all by change. Though you may be at home, but you must be in working mood. Because if you don't work, you won't grow. Everybody should be working. If I don't work, I will not be preaching the way I'm preaching. By the way I'm preaching, you know I'm working. Is that not true? You can ask me, am I working? I know I'm working. If you ask some people, you ask some men of God, are you working? No, I don't have any work. I mean to minister. That means that person is not working. Because if you are working, you should know you are working. You cannot be working and claim you don't know you are working. Is that not true? Yes. So work every day. Every day. I don't like holidays or these holidays. This is. I don't like it. Hallelujah. I told my brother, no, I don't like holidays. So if because of you like holidays, you can be going on holiday. I will sponsor it. Hallelujah. If you want me to come, you have to develop my mind to change. But me now, I don't like this holiday. I know. I like what they continue. Let's walk. Hallelujah. Summer. Just carry and wear that goggles and go and lie down on the beach and wear one t-shirt. For where? Hallelujah. Walk. See, I will walk. Now, when I say walk, it doesn't necessarily mean wearing tie and suit and going to office. Something about finances, about your life, about advancing your life. Are we together? Anything. You must not be going to office. You can work from home. If you are reading a book and developing yourself, you are working. As a pastor, what is my work now? Prayer and studying the Bible. True, yes. Following up members and praying for them. If you think that work is life, come and collect this suit. And collect this church. Let me collect your own. If you think this one I'm doing is life, you as a teacher, what are you doing? What is your work? You go and grab my Bible and come and write in chalk and blackboard, and then you go back to your office. Then you work and say, yeah, I'm working. Why is this even pastor doing self? A pilot, how many times does he fly a plane? You know, always, is it always an air? But he said this person is getting carefully employed. But he had the ghost to look at a pastor and say, the pastor is not doing anything. Do you want to know what it means to prepare 3 sermons? Do you want to know what it means to even be anointed? Do you even know what it means to be anointed at all? To really be anointed, do you know how many hours it costs to host God's presence? You just wake up in the morning and say, Mala, God bless your people, and just carry the Bible and not coming. You'll be there. If I do that, you won't be here by now. Yes, I will not be interesting to you. It's not only what people are saying that get at that spirit behind what they say. And it takes hours to hold that kind of spirit. Hours of hours. All together. So every day, walk, every day, be a worker. Say, I'm a worker. I refuse to be lazy. You are not saying it. See, I refuse to be lazy. It is a good news to be a workaholic. Be a worker. Work. No food for a lazy man. I prophesy impartation of work ethics on you. In the name of Jesus. Work ethics. You know what is work ethics? If your time is 8 a.m. 8 a.m. work has started. And 5 p.m. Don't say, I know on Thursday, customer don't used to come, I'll close the shop by 4. No. If the closing time on document is 8, be there by, don't say because you're the CEO, you close every time you want to go. It won't advance like that. Praise God. And then finally, prophesy into your life every day. Make confessions, and then declare utterances into the future. Wake up every morning. Every morning I wake up from my bed. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for allowing me to see this day. I declare favor, opportunities. I receive finances. I receive opportunities. I look at myself in the mirror. I say, you are handsome. You are blessed. Hallelujah. You are good. You are not discouraged. I speak to myself. Do it every day. Speak to your future. There is power in your words. Do you believe that? Your prophecy over your life is the strongest prophecy. Speak to your future. Correct something about your life daily. A deal, improve. Are we together? Number one thing I said to do every day is what? Number two. Prayer. Praying and all from especially what? In the spirit. Number three. Communicate with inner circle and people of influence. Number four. Plant seed. Spiritual seed in your soul and physical. Number five. Develop your mind towards your career and your purpose. Number six. Physical exercise and be in shape. Ask our sisters. Number seven. Eat healthily and what? Drink a lot of water. Number eight. Rest and refresh. Number nine. Work. Work. If you're a Nigerian, work. Number ten. Prophesy into your life. Confess into your life. Declare things into your life. Now, these things, there is a way you can build this daily habit. I give you four. Number one, practice it consistently. I preached last week on consistency. Listen to it. That's true? Do them consistently. Wake up in there every morning and say, good morning, Holy Spirit. When you do it every day, it becomes a part of you. Hear me? Every day, do these 10 things for 1 month, it will become a part of you. Is it true? Is it true?
Yes, sir.
Number two, do what I call time blocking and then scheduling. In Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, the Bible says, Daniel prayed as he used to, at a particular days, moment in the day. If it's by 10, every 10 a.m. he prays. Block your time. Are we together? Are we together? Block your time. Schedule your life. Be properly arranged. Be properly arranged. Be a principled person. Hallelujah. There is a book by my father in the Lord of the Paul Nature. 10 principles or principles of principal men. Important people are principal people. Are principled people. Hallelujah. There is somebody I know, his phone doesn't come on until 10 a.m. What is 10 a.m.? His phone is not on. Let his mother be the one day. 10 a.m. before the phone is ringing. At the top. At the top. Hallelujah. That people, you don't see them in the morning. Forget it. That people, you don't come. Because Thomas Aremu said that. He's a pastor. But if 7 p.m. you are not in his house. What is 7 p.m.? Nobody knocks at his door. That is a principle. Is he at the top or not? You know, if you look church members, they can come by 9 a.m. when you're with your wife, kissing her, performing your Bible duty. They want you to pray. I was reading my Bible yesterday, Exodus. There are three responsibilities of a man to his wife. One is clothes, food, and then another one is intimacy. Bible responsibility. And church members don't get it. I can call you any moment. You must put principles on it. Bishop Johnson Suleiman said that before people, everybody will bring prayer up. He said that it got to a point, he told the church members, you have a problem, let's meet in church. My house is not church. Don't bring anybody to my house. You see, somebody will say it's wicked. Because if you leave him, they'll kill him. Jesus Christ, there was a point, he said, let him be going, let's go. You have to be principled. All together, blow your time. Write reminders. Number three, write reminders, write notes, write alarms. All together, all of us have Android phone. Put reminders, put alarm on your notes. All together, write things. 10 things I must do today. You can design it. We have a lot of graphic designers here. Design it, make it your wallpaper. All together, write reminders.
It will help you. And then prioritize these things. How many of us have learned something this day? How many of us will do them? It will show, hallelujah. In the next years, it will show. There's no way you can be reading every day, you know, show. There's no way you can be praying every day, exercising every day, communicating with your school. Because if you're communicating with people every day, you'll come in one day. Three of us. There's no way you can be what again. All of them, it will show. Developing your mind. The next time you stand to talk, you will not be pronouncing what? By the way you pronounce certain words, you know whether you know books more. Two of us. Because when you read a lot of books, you know, okay, as I'm reading every day, when I'm reading a book, there are two things that are always with me. A Bible and a dictionary. I open two tablets always. One is dictionary, one is... Every time I check a word, I check it immediately. Every time I check a word. And my mind is developing. That's true. Mind is developing. Sometimes I see a new book, I know this one, I know this one. Sometimes I read a lot of big documents, and I can almost understand, because most of these new words here, I've read and I've checked them before. Are we together? Can we appreciate God for just say, Father, we thank you for your word. We give you all the praise. Say, I receive the grace to practice it. I receive the grace. Give me grace. Talk to God, 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 talk to God. I receive the grace to practice it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Grace. Now, hallelujah. I have the grace for consistency. I don't know whether it's a grace, but I know I am able to remain consistent over something for a while. And I really want to pray for you for that grace. Father Lord, I pray for your people, as many that desire the grace of consistency may be available upon them in the name of Jesus. May they be able to be consistent. When you pick a decision, the grace to stay to it until it is done. If I have not read, no sleep of the eye. If I have not prayed, no sleep. If I have not worked, yes, such kind of schedules is done in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for our offering. You came to our offering. Father Lord, thank you for the opportunity to give our offerings and receive and bless and sanctified in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You can cast our offering. And don't forget, your offering is a seed. Is that not true? See, guys, let me tell you something. There's nobody, especially all of us, nobody comes every day. So, this part is not part of the message, right? Okay. There's nobody that comes every day. Every day I pick my offering up because I have a particular amount of money I put every day. Most times the devil will be advising me, but if you put this money now, you don't have money again. You don't have money coming again. But I know it's a seed.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable, 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 rapturable.